Joining us are Dylan Goodson, Community Development Manager at the Lakeview Chamber of Commerce. Dylan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm hot. It's hot out there.
Thank
you.
It's really hot. You may stay. And Andrew, I presume you feel the same way. Andrew Modrell is here. He's a partner at Port Urbanism. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
We saw a story in the paper the other day, and I just am so excited about this, particularly as a recent transplant to the city of Chicago. We all are familiar with the L-tracks, and a lot of us know about the 606, the abandoned elevated line that has been turned into a great walkway. But there's something called the low line, right? So what is the low line?
Well, first of all, welcome to Chicago.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so the low line is kind of the opposite of the 606 in a sense. Instead of thinking on top of the tracks, we're thinking underneath the tracks. And we're also working in a space that's, you know, currently an operating CTA structure. So the low line project essentially envisions the idea of connecting two of Lakeview's prime shopping corridors, Southport Avenue with Lincoln Avenue, with a under L track and pathway that will take you from Southport all the way to Lincoln. So on the way, you'll encounter things like art, lighting elements. You'll have the opportunity to experience plazas that will host future community programming.
So it's a parkway or walkway under the L tracks.
Under the L tracks.
So if you're enjoying that space, you have to be willing to put up with the occasional rumble of the trains.
Right. And we think that's what makes the low line pretty unique. It's quintessentially Chicago. You know, the idea of being able to walk beneath a loud, bustling train and also look at some Chicago artists. I think there's nothing more Chicago than that.
It's a very unique Chicago experience. Will it be a green space, though, too? Are you going to clean it up down there, too, that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, Port has done a great job of designing a space that I think will vastly improve upon the existing conditions.
So you're doing sort of the model, the first leg of this, if you will, and you're hoping it catches on in other neighborhoods and throughout the city.
I think that'd be fantastic. You know, we're focusing most of our efforts at these three plazas right now at Southport, both sides of Ashland, and then again at Lincoln Avenue at Palina at the other end. So the idea is to really make these spaces great and then turn to kind of our attention to how we can connect the spaces together.
You know, Andrew, as an urban planner, the L-tracks are part of our landscape, and I think it's generally kind of an interesting thing and a necessity. So there's no point in worrying about that. But I've always lamented how dirty, dangerous, or just, you know, unkempt the areas are under the L tracks. That's an ongoing blight throughout the city.
Yeah, I mean, and in some ways, it's the CTA is operating one of the most extensive public transit systems in the country, and their business is keeping the trains running smoothly and on
time.
That
is their property, huh?
And it is their property below. But the to dedicate the resources and time to make sure every area underneath every track is spotless just isn't on the to-do list.
So if we turn these into these low lines, you're calling them, are they going to give you that property or just let you manage it? What's the status of that?
So we've got a great relationship with the CTA, and you know, in the past 5 years, we've been running a pretty successful farmers market at the Southport CTA station called the Low Line Farmers Market. We're happy to say that it's entered its fifth year this year, which is a big landmark. But thanks to the work of the CTA, we've been able to actually slowly move this market further to the west underneath the tracks. And so and we're doing that through an agreement that we've got with the CTA. So that's kind of the same kind of agreement we'd have in place for other spaces as well along the pathway.
So you've got these two legs, if you will. The idea is mm-hmm. to sort of like a tunnel, connect them in the middle, right?
Yeah, ultimately. Our focus right now is on these three plazas at Southport, Pline, and then also Ashland in between, and then eventually connect it all and give someone a reason to walk half mile from one end to the other.
What's more complicated than this? I mean, so how about we all just get some rakes and some garbage bags and we pick up the trash and then we plant some seed? I mean, why is it more complicated than that? What am I talking about here?
Well, there's one issue with cleaning it up, but the other is making it a dynamic and interesting and engaging space for the neighborhood and for visitors to Lakeview. And so the introduction of art, interactive lighting, accenting the structure from below, really making an experience out of it beyond cleaning up the ground is
right.
A key component.
So what kind of art? Murals, or what do you put up there?
Yeah, there'll be up to two dozen art panels, these massive 8-foot by 8-foot art panels, eventually that'll stretch the whole length of the pathway. And the idea is that we can make it kind of one of Chicago's largest outdoor art galleries, with living, breathing art galleries, art that rotates in and out from local artists and artists from
the city. Are you worried about the safety underneath there, either from transients or, I don't know, something falling from overhead, that sort of thing?
Well, we feel like, like Andrew said, a lot of the CTA's focus is currently above the tracks, and as it should be, that's kind of, that's their main responsibility. But, consequently, some of the spaces we think don't necessarily feel that safe right now. So we think we can improve upon the safety by introducing these light panels, by cleaning them up, and create an experience that's beautiful and safe for everybody.
Would you pave it or not pave it, but maybe put some pea gravel or some sort of bicycle path underneath there?
In the first phase, is we're looking at changing the ground surfacing a little bit, more of a crushed granite, something like that. In the long term, it's possible it could be paved. You know, one of the most important considerations is that the CTA can still operate through this space and perform their routine maintenance. And so we have to be really mindful of what we introduce on the ground surface, supporting heavy vehicles and construction and all and everything else.
The mind reels, doesn't it? I mean, it's a unique kind of serpentine space under the city. If you got artistic or creative or made it functional, like a shortcut through a neighborhood, there's just a lot of opportunity there, isn't there?
Absolutely. You know, our Special Service Area Commission really believes that this has the potential to, really position Lakeview as a one-of-a-kind landmark destination for the city. And also Chicago is a place that's not afraid to try something new and different.
Well, Lakeview, any neighborhood, right? I mean, the L's everywhere, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Is there anything to keep a South Side or far western area from doing the same thing?
No, but it takes someone to, like the Lakeview Chamber of Commerce, to get out to test this and prove it. And I think there's a lot of people that say it's too loud and people won't go under there. But then you look at the Southport Market that's doing so well underneath the tracks, and it starts to become, a precedent for other neighborhoods to follow suit.
I'll pause here. If you got a question, comment, observation, suggestion for these guys, 312-981-7200. A couple calls for you guys. Let's talk to Jerry. You're on WGN. Hi, Jerry. What can we do for you?
Hey, hello. So would this low line only be under the platform itself, or would it be a path that like goes through the alleys of the neighborhoods? I was confused.
Yeah, so it would be a pathway that connects the entire stretch of pathway beneath the train from Southport all the way to Palina. You know, initially we're focusing our efforts here on these plazas on the more commercial streets, so Southport, Ashland, and Palina, but the end goal is to connect everything and provide people a unified place to walk.
Why do you ask that, Jerry?
Well, just because I live in the area and I have a home, and my house butts up to the alley of the train trestle, the tracks, and I was just curious, am I going to have people walking up and down it all the time? Is it going to be open like the 606 only certain hours?
Those are both good questions.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, so initially in the next couple of years, we're going to be focusing on these plaza spaces, which are more on commercial streets, so have a little bit of a different kind of use to them. You know, I think every space will feel a little bit different. So as you start walking onto the more residential streets, it's going to be more of like a pathway as opposed to a place where people will congregate. So it's more like a people passing by briefly as opposed to actually hanging out and lingering in the space.
Jerry, thanks for the call. Off the air, you said it really is about the plazas, the platforms to start. Mm-hmm. But here I'm imagining this kind of unique walkway, which I think is a swell idea because they ain't walking through my backyard. Jerry's got a fair point, though, doesn't he? We've got to sort of respect their space as well. Of course, I don't know how much privacy or quiet you can expect when you're living that close to the L tracks anyway, but I guess we need to anticipate this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and over half of it in the initial primary focus area is behind not actually residential houses butting up against it, but it's really just, I don't know, it almost feels more like an alley, and it's a place that the community already uses to enter the Paulina Brown Line stop from behind. Instead of walking up Paulina or Roscoe and coming in as intended, there's a really large amount of people that are already using this space to get to and from the train.
Tom, you're on WGN. What was your lots of phone calls for you guys? Hey, Tom, you're on the air. What's up?
Anything that can beautify the city, I am all for, even though I live in the suburbs now. And my observation is almost trivial compared to your previous callers. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, I have parked under L tracks, and there are birds that live.
Oh, yeah. No, okay. Real quick, what are you going to do about that, smart guys? Because that isn't – we have that problem in the parking deck of the Tribune Tower here, and we have not figured out the solution to that.
Right, right. Birds are complicated. They're complicated. But we feel like, again, we'll be improving the spaces, cleaning them. You know, we also have a clean team that currently walks our streets, funded by the Special Service Area locally, 6 days a week in the warmer months. And so they'll start maintaining the spaces actively once they're opened and make sure that the bird waste is removed.
So you're just going to fight it as you can. And that's in Lakeview. If I want to get more involved, if I want to write you a big check, come on, corporate sponsors. Let's make this a reality throughout the city. Where do I go?
So we encourage people to visit our website, lakeviewchamber.com/lowlinevision. You can go there. You can sign a letter of support right now. That's what we're looking for, is as folks to come out and support this project. And then, you know, if you wanted to give some money for the future idea of connecting the low-line pathway, we could talk as well.
LakeviewChamber.com. When will this be a reality if it happens?
So we currently have folks that are installing these massive art panels at the Southport Plaza right now as we speak. So those art panels are kind of the next part of this phase one. Phase one also includes these improvements funded by SSA 27 at Ashland and Palina, and then, you know, a few years out is the idea of connecting the future pathway.
Well, hopefully you heard it here first, and years from now we're going to all appreciate that, and we'll remember Dylan Goodson came into our studio. Andrew Modrell did too, from Port Urbanism. Guys, good luck.
On a very hot day.
And keep us posted. Yeah, it's hundreds of degrees outside. Thank you for that.